Welcome to episode 53 of the Practice of Nonprofit Leadership. I'm Tim Barnes.
And I'm Nathan Ruby.
Well, hello, everyone. Nathan and I are glad to be back in front of the microphone today and spend the next half hour or so with you.
Indeed, we are. It is a beautiful sunny day outside. Fall is almost here, which is my personal favorite time of the year. The temperature's down a little bit. The humidity is down. It is just, it's a beautiful day to be recording a podcast episode, Tim. And speaking of our episode, what is it specifically that we're going to be talking about today?
Well, today we're talking about Giving Tuesday. And Giving Tuesday is a global generosity movement that takes place every Tuesday following Thanksgiving, this year on November 29th. We're going to cover two points here. First of all, we're going to dive in a little deeper on what Giving Tuesday actually is. And we're going to try to answer the question, should your organization participate in it?
You know, Tim, before we get into too many of those points, did your mom ever utter the iconic phrase to you, if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, mine did too. And as a kid, I never quite understood that phrase because to me, it was just dumb. I mean, I did not understand it, but I always said no, because that was the answer that my mom wanted. And after I said no, then she would continue on scolding me for whatever trouble I had gotten into with my friends, which was more than a few times, Tim. But I digress. As an adult, though, I totally get it. I understand the phrase. And I do think that that phrase fits here. And the point is, before you consider engaging in Giving Tuesday, don't get caught up in a feeling that you have to participate just because the nonprofit down the street is making a big deal out of it and is pushing out a lot of marketing material about it, or that your treasurer suggested that it's something that we really need to do this year. As always, we're going to get into this in just a second. Giving Tuesday is a fundraising opportunity. And as we always talk about on this podcast, when it comes to fundraising, we want to make sure we're doing things intentionally as part of a well thought out annual fundraising plan. So don't just throw a Hail Mary and think that this is going to fix all of your revenue problems this year. Let's do it intentionally.
Well, I think this fits really well with the conversation we had a couple episodes ago about this sprint to the end of the year. And since fundraising is, as we all know, your area of expertise, Nathan, why don't you go ahead and lead us through this today?
All right, here we go. So first is, what is exactly Giving Tuesday? And I'm just going to read this off of the Giving Tuesday website. And Giving Tuesday is actually a thing. There is an organization. There is a group that is behind this. And you'll see the link to that, to Giving Tuesday. We'll have a link in the show notes. But Giving Tuesday is a global generosity movement that unleashes the power of radical generosity around the world. Giving Tuesday was created in 2012 as a simple idea, a day that encourages people to do good. Over the past 9 years, this idea has grown into a global movement that inspires hundreds of millions of people to give, collaborate, and celebrate generosity.
So as we were talking, Nathan, beforehand, it's part of also this movement through Black Friday after Thanksgiving, buy local on Saturday, cyber shopping on Monday. And oh yeah, if you got any money left over, we have Giving Tuesday, right after that. So Thanksgiving has all these things right in a row.
I know. I think they totally missed an opportunity there. They should have reordered the order of those. Or what we could have done, Tim, this is what you and I would have done. We would have Giving Tuesday the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Then we would have got out in front of all of that. So next time, when you and I create something, we're going to have to keep that in mind, Tim. So Giving Tuesday is both global and local. The global movement is to encourage and highlight charitable giving, volunteerism, raising awareness for nonprofits. And I do believe that a rising tide raises all ships. And that means if there's a global movement encouraging people to engage with nonprofits, then that is a great thing. And, you know, over time, all nonprofits engaging in this together as a group, over time, that's going to raise more money for everybody and increase more awareness in your local community. And I think an interesting part or an interesting component of the Giving Tuesday mission is also celebrating generosity. And this is, Tim, this is kind of an editorial comment for me. I think our industry, the nonprofit industry, ignores celebrating and collaborating together. We are organizationally siloed, and even to the point of literally distrustful of our neighbor organizations. And I get it. I mean, nobody wants to lose donors or have donors poached from your donors to another organization. And there is fear of that. And I get that. I understand that. But I think that is really short-sighted. And I think there is real merit to a community of organizations coming together, whether it's, you know, in a town or a county or in a region, whatever the case may be, and working together to build awareness and celebrate the value that nonprofits bring. I think there's value in investing in that over time.
Interesting. I think I was telling you ahead of time, Nathan, that in Minnesota, so our nonprofit is based in Minneapolis area, and there is a thing in Minnesota earlier in November called Give Minnesota. And their focus is to highlight and encourage people to give to Minnesota-based nonprofit organizations. And it's a real movement. And it's they have a website. They are creating and telling stories about all the different opportunities, the good things that nonprofits based in Minnesota are doing. So we've been involved in that as well, a little bit like Giving Tuesday, Give Minnesota, both, neither, you know. But I think the idea that they've come together to highlight all the good things that are going on in the state of Minnesota is really a cool idea, too. So it's the working together that you talk about.
Yeah, and there's synergy in that marketing message. And I talk about this with smaller organizations on planned giving, and most small organizations, small to medium size, they don't have capacity or the ability to really put together a strong planned giving program. However, the other side of that coin is small organizations don't have to do a whole lot with that, because most of your donors, they have probably received planned giving paraphernalia, plan giving, mailings from their universities, from the hospitals that they go to. So they're aware of it already. All you have to do is encourage your donors to remember you. And this is kind of the same way with this. It is, if you are decide, which we're going to talk about this in a second, to participate in Giving Tuesday, you also are getting synergy from the other organizations around your area that are doing the same thing. So anyway, good thing. And I do believe it does help everybody.
I'm glad we're going to talk about, should we participate in, and I think we'll talk even further, at what level should we participate in? I think it's always a question, you know, how much should we and how much should we do, you know, should we join in this giving movement? So why don't we dive into trying to figure out, should we participate or not?
Yeah, because there's not a, this is not a, you have to like, you know, pay a fee to participate in this. This is totally voluntary. You could do this, not do this, do it a little bit. You know, you can stick your toe in the water. You can totally jump into the deep end. It's totally up to you as the executive director and how much, if you participate and how much you participate. So, all right, let's hop into this then. So should my organization actively participate in Giving Tuesday? Well, there's a couple of things that you should think about when you're making that decision. And first is, do you have a strong online or email following? And Giving Tuesday is more successful when you have a strong buildup and excitement. You know, we're 1 week away, we're 4 days away, we're 3 days away. Building excitement is a big deal, and it's difficult to do that through direct mail. Giving Tuesday tends to be more of an online giving opportunity. Now you can do it through direct mail, but you probably are going to have just one shot at it. One direct mail piece is about all you're going to be able to do. So you'll have much better results if you have a strong online following or a really strong email list. And so that's one of the precursors that you probably need. And then the other piece of that is, do you have sufficient staff or volunteer resources to engage with your people? You know, if you're pushing material out on Facebook or on Instagram or Twitter or via email, you've got to have somebody that will respond to people, to respond to your social media. So let's say Facebook. If you put a Facebook post out and then you have somebody respond to that and engage with it, you really need to have somebody to engage back and continue that conversation. That's how you drive excitement. That's how you drive giving on a day like Giving Tuesday. So having the right staffing to follow up on this is pretty important to overall success. All right. Second, do you have a strong project that connects well with your story of how you save lives or transform lives? And on a project, typically from a fundraising standpoint, I do not like project fundraising, because with project fundraising, that comes in as restricted. And when you get restricted money, you have to spend it on a particular project or within a certain amount of time. The donor designates specifically how you can use that gift. As the executive director of a small to medium organization, I really like unrestricted gifts where we can use it wherever we need to use it. In this case, in the case of Giving Tuesday, I really do believe that a specific project works best. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One, all giving is emotional. Now, yes, the brain does come into play, and you can't see me because this is a podcast. But if you could see me, I would be pointing to my heart. So your all giving starts at your heart. Now I'm pointing at my head, and it goes up to your head to make sure that things make sense. Is this a reputable organization? Is the gift that they're asking for, does it make sense based on what they're asking for? And then it goes back down to their heart. So it's heart, head, heart. And that is, and Giving Tuesday is all about emotions. It's all about telling stories that are consistent with what your organization is doing. And so it just makes a project more conducive to this type of fundraising. An example of that, let's say that you're a social service agency and you're providing therapy for kids. All right, let's use that as our example. One of your therapy rooms needs a new flat screen TV because it's part of your therapy program. It's part of how you deliver service. Well, you know, sometimes going out and asking donors to, hey, we need money for a, you know, 80 inch flat screen TV. You know, that may or may not be something that your donors are excited to fund, but that would be a perfect project for a Giving Tuesday. It's simple. It's impactful. You can show how the kids that you serve will benefit from this, and your donors will respond to it.
I know we have, over the last few years during this time, picked a specific project that we're doing. It's a housing project that's part of our overall program. And it's been great. We've seen a great response because it's very focused. We're able to tell really specific stories of people that have been impacted and how people's gifts make a difference. And so we found having a particular project to really focus on, and the people who are part of that project are very motivated to get those stories out there and to connect with people who know about the project and are looking for this extra funding. So it's a great opportunity to focus in on one thing. But I also agree with you, as someone who's overseeing the whole organization, those undesignated gifts really are helpful. But oftentimes it seems like people are really looking for something specific they can get behind, especially this time of the year.
Oh, yeah. And donors love, we could probably do another episode on this, Tim. Donors love to concrete things that they can see and touch and feel. And that is, donors love that. And that is almost always, let's say 97.23% of the time, that is a donor's preference. Now, can you be successful on Giving Tuesday with just a regular unrestricted gift? Yeah, you can. It is, you can do that. And if, especially if you do that every year and it just becomes one of your strategies and tactics for the year, and you talk about the great things that your organization is doing and you share some stories. Yeah, you could be successful as that. I will stand by the point number two, that a project really does better. But if you're the type of organization where you really don't have a specific project that you can highlight and you still want to participate in this, absolutely, you could be successful doing this with your general unrestricted fund. All right, point number three, do you have leverage? And I think this is really important for success on Giving Tuesday. And by leverage on the fundraising side, if you're using Giving Tuesday or if you want to use Giving Tuesday as a fundraising opportunity, everyone loves a match. I don't care what the organization is. I don't care what you do. I don't care where you're at. I don't care who your donors are. Every donor loves a match. It is amazing what a matching opportunity will do to any fundraising appeal. It's just human nature to get something for nothing. And so if you can include a match on your Giving Tuesday event, you are way more likely to hit your goal. And it doesn't have to be huge. So even I've seen a $1,000 goal. Their goal is to raise $1,000 on Giving Tuesday. They had a $250 match, made a huge improvement on the number of gifts and the size of gifts. So it doesn't have to be big, just something that you could talk about that your donors' gifts are going to be matched. So that a match is a great leverage. I think if you decide to participate in Giving Tuesday, but instead of doing the fundraising side of it, you're really looking at maybe a volunteer project, you could do leverage on that as well. And I would have a local company maybe they donate the supplies for whatever, you know, if you're going to do a landscaping event of some type, probably not in late November where we live, Tim, but, you know, maybe in the southern part of the country, you could do that. And have a local company donate the landscaping material, or have a company donate volunteers where there's, you know, they're going to have 10 volunteers and that's the leverage. And so you ask your other constituents to come and help and be part of it. So just some type of leverage that helps your constituents, your donors, your volunteers say, this is something special. This is something unique. And it's something important, and I want to be part of this. It will drive more success.
Nathan, I wonder if we can go back to your point here about a match. And we kind of assume that everybody knows what you're talking about, but maybe if you're newer in the nonprofit world and you may not be as familiar with what a match is. Can you just real quickly talk about how that might work in this kind of situation and what it is?
Yeah, good point. Thanks, Tim. So a match on a fundraising side is when you have a donor or a group of donors. It doesn't have to be one. It could be multiple donors, two or three, four, whatever the case may be. And they pledge to give a certain amount of money, X, if other donors give a certain amount of money, Y. So on our example, we had $1,000. So our goal is $1,000. And so if all of our donors give $1,000, then the matching donor will give their $250. And so it's, you can do it as a one for one match. So for every dollar you give, our donor will give a dollar. You could do a dollar to 50 cents. Our matching donor will give 50 cents for every dollar that our donors give. You could do whatever ratio you want. And don't be worried if the way that you word it is our donor, our special donor will match dollar for dollar up to $250. So that protects you that, you know, if you go way over the match, then, you know, people understand that. But what's interesting is I've had experiences with matches. We do a lot of that at the organization that I'm with. And we'll have gifts that come in, you know, 2 weeks after it's over. And those donors, every donor assumes that their money was the actual dollar bills that got matched. And, you know, you're up front. Everybody knows that, you know, it's just a certain amount. And, you know, we don't say, oh, well, you know, the Andersons, their dollar bill, it got matched, and the Johnsons, their dollar bill didn't. It just all goes into the same pot. But it's a psychological phenomenon that works every time you use it.
Everybody wants to be a part of it. Everybody wants to get excited and build that anticipation of pushing the organization forward. It's a great tool to use to encourage people to get involved.
Yeah, get excitement. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So a couple of closing thoughts. So Giving Tuesday is definitely something that you could do to generate revenue and generate excitement around your organization's mission. If you have this as part of your plan and you use the pieces that we've talked about today, engaging in Giving Tuesday might make sense for you. And here's one last tip before we leave. Don't set your fundraising goal too high, especially if this is your first time participating in Giving Tuesday. Set an attainable level, something that you can celebrate victory as you move into the last month of year-end giving. You know, Tim talked a little bit ago about our previous podcast where, you know, we're talking about the last 3 months of the year as kind of a sprint towards year-end. Well, this could be a great opportunity to get some momentum, to get some enthusiasm, to get some excitement. And remember, this is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So it'll be, you know, that last week of November, that first week of December, you'll know what your numbers were for this event if you participate in it. And that could be a really exciting thing to report to your donors, to thank them and say, oh my gosh, we had such a phenomenal response to our Giving Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Thank you to all of our donors who participated. And your money is needed even more as we go towards the end of the year, whatever phrasing you want to use. But it could be a really great way to get momentum going into December.
So this may be something you're considering, and maybe especially if you are newer to this or you're smaller and you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, we always are open to have conversation. And Nathan would be great to coach you through, giving you some ideas and thoughts. So thank you for listening today. We appreciate you showing up. If you're benefiting from what's being shared in this podcast, we'd like to ask you to share a review on whatever platform you listen to us on. Share what's being helpful for you, and we would appreciate that. That's all for today. Until next time.